WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, your daily dose of 5-minute emotional fitness, brought to you by yours truly, Leo Weston. Today, we're diving into something that can absolutely rock your world. Positive self-talk. You know, those little voices in your head? The ones who sometimes throw shade on your dreams, question your abilities, or just make you feel like you're not good enough. Well, get ready to silence those inner critics and unleash a whole new level of awesomeness. Because trust me, the way you talk to yourself matters more than you think. Think about it. Every single day, you engage in a constant dialogue with your own mind. It's an ongoing conversation that shapes your thoughts, feelings, and ultimately, your actions. So, wouldn't it be incredible if you could turn that internal chatter into a force for good? Imagine replacing those negative whispers with words of encouragement, belief, and support. That's the power of positive self-talk. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a more positive inner voice. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing those pesky negative thoughts when they pop up. Pay attention to your internal dialogue. What are you saying to yourself? Are you being kind and compassionate, or are you putting yourself down? Once you become aware of the negativity, you can start to challenge it. 2. Reframe your thinking. When a negative thought arises, try to reframe it in a more positive light. Instead of thinking, "I'm not good enough," tell yourself, "I'm capable and learning every day." Turn that "I can't" into an "I can try." Remember, our brains are wired for negativity. It's a survival mechanism. But we have the power to consciously choose different thoughts. 3. Use affirmations. Positive affirmations are like mental power-ups. They're short, positive statements that you repeat to yourself to reinforce beliefs and change your mindset. Try saying things like, "I am strong," "I am worthy," or "I believe in myself." Believe it or not, repetition really does work. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge and celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Focus on those positive aspects of yourself and let them fuel your confidence. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. When you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with grace. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're facing a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not qualified? Sounds familiar? Here's where positive self-talk steps in. Instead of letting those fears take over, you might say to yourself, "I've prepared well for this. I have valuable insights to share. I am confident and capable." See the difference? By replacing those negative thoughts with empowering affirmations, you shift your entire mindset. You walk into that presentation feeling more grounded, more assured, and ready to rock it. And guess what? You deliver an amazing performance because you believed in yourself. Remember, folks, cultivating positive self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and consistency. But the rewards are immeasurable: increased confidence, reduced stress, improved relationships, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. So, go out there and start talking to yourself like you're your best friend. Treat yourself with kindness, respect, and unwavering belief. Your future self will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of positive self-talk. And if you have any thoughts or stories you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.